start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day with remembrance of us all. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious مرحبا 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين indeed all praises belong to Allah عز وجل Peace and peace and blessings upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and blessed noble companions, the Ali ibn Ziyad. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before we go any further, let's listen to the blessings of reciting the Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has stated the one who recites Durood upon me on a Friday, I shall intercede for him on the day of judgment. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ابھی مولانا صاحب ایک بڑا پیارا کلام ہے اور آج کا جو ٹاپک ہے let's just reveal that to the viewers of Madani channel as well alhamdulillah dear viewers let's look at our discussion for this morning it is with regards to value leisure and before occupation we need to value our time that we have on hand before we become busy in life, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. For those who have time on hand but don't understand the value of the time which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given to you, is what we are going to explain. How can one manage his time? How can one, within those working hours, carry out more actions and get more of this time so that inshallah Azza wa Jalla he can accomplish more by the end of the day. For the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We need to know how we need to go about, inshallah, to make this year a better year for us, a much more fruitful year for us. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, it can happen if you have the attitude to rectify that, if you have the enthusiasm to reform this part, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We are together with this dear viewers of Madani channel. Stay tuned with us till the end of today's program and we are going to learn some ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. Listen to the blessed hadith of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to the aqwal and sayings of our pious predecessors which will serve as a great source of motivation for us to follow, inshallah. کسی کے پاس 70 سیکنڈز نہیں ہوتے مولانا صاحب دیر از نو 70 سیکنڈز رائٹ دیر از نو 65 منٹس مولانا صاحب چاہے امیر ہو چاہے غریب ہو whether he is rich whether he is poor whether he lives in any country in the world everybody has one calculation مولانا صاحب 60 سیکنڈز اٹ از 60 سیکنڈز 60 منٹس دیٹ ول میک یور 1 آور We have in a day just 24 hours. Nobody has 25 hours more. Nobody can make 28 hours for himself. Then why do some people get more done in a short period of time while many other people are seen complaining ki us waqt mein wo kuch kar nahi na paya. They weren't able to do anything in that time or accomplish a lot in that time. So why some are found not complaining whilst many others out there are found complaining about time. They are unable to complete their task within that frame of time. Yet, that same time is given to others, Muasab, who could be much more busier. Allahu Akbar. But they are able to accomplish whatever they need to within the same frame of time. Why this happens, dear viewers of Madani channel? We need to understand and we need to learn. So, I also want to understand this furthermore, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, with the viewers of Madani channel. I want to explain, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, as in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, how can we make our life much more better in this sense that, subhanallah, we get more mileage, we get more out of whatever inputs we are giving. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you have new plans, you have new goals, you have a new ambition in life, you have new direction. Inshallah Zawajalla, have the attitude that you will accomplish that inshallah Zawajalla. Have a strong attitude and mindset that I will go for that inshallah Zawajalla. And we will discuss this just in a moment, dear viewers, how to go about just after this beautiful kalam. Inshallah, is kalam ko suniyega inshallah. When we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tere jaya, tere jaya, koi nahi, koi nahi. Yahi bole sidra wale, chamne jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tere paaye ka na paaya. तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तेरे खुल्क को हक ने अजीम कहा, तेरी खिल्क को हक ने जलील किया, कोई तुझसा हुआ है न होगा शहा, तेरे खालिके हुस्नो अदा की कसम, अदा की कसम, अदा की कसम। दुनिया पे आया कोई तेरी ना मिसाल, दुनिया पे आया कोई तेरी ना मिसाल, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा। मक्के रहण वाले मदीने जान वाले मक्के रहण वाले मदीने जान वाले ठुड्डे खान वाले नू सीने लान वाले ठुड्डे खान वाले नू सीने लान वाले तेरे बाजों डिगे नू कोई नहीं संभालदा, तेरे बाजों डिगे नू कोई नहीं संभालदा, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा। अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई जैसे मेरे सरकार हैं, ऐसा नहीं कोई तेरिया ते सिफतां दा कोई भी हिसाब नहीं, तेरिया ते सिफतां दा कोई भी हिसाब नहीं, तू ते किथे तेरिया गुलामां दा जवाब नहीं, तू ते किथे तेरिया गुलामां दा जवाब नहीं। होरां नू तू रूप वंडे हबशी बिलाल दा, होरां नू तू रूप वंडे हबशी बिलाल दा, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा। चेहरा तेरा नूर वंडे सारी कायनात नू, रब भी दुरूद भेजे इक तेरी जात नू, चेहरा तेरा नूर वंडे सारी कायनात नू, चेहरा तेरा नूर वंडे सारी कायनात नू, रब भी दुरूद भेजे इक तेरी जात नू, रब भी दुरूद भेजे इक तेरी जात नू। शैदाए जमाना तेरे हुस्नो जमाल दा, शैदाए जमाना तेरे हुस्नो जमाल दा, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवा कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, सोना तेरे नाल दा। इशारे से चांद चीर दिया, छुपे हुए खुर को फेर लिया, गए हुए दिन को असर किया, ये ताबो तवा तुम्हारे लिए, करके दुआ سونا سورج نو موڑدا کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑدا آپے چن توڑدا تے آپے چن جوڑدا آپے چن توڑدا تے آپے چن جوڑدا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا آقا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا ہو کا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا ہو کا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا جیوں دا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوں دا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا آقا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا آقا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا آقا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ عز و جل may forgive us our major and minor sins may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower rain of blessings upon every one of us and may Allah عز و جل accept our lawful wishes dear viewers of Madani channel this is mahshar the day of judgment when every soul shall be accountable for the actions he have committed in the world Allahu Akbar Every soul at that moment will desire and will be in need and dire need of the shafa'at and intercession of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep hoping and keep praying, asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to receive the intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Let's work towards rectifying our hereafter by understanding this great treasure which Allah Azza wa Jalla has given every one of us that are right now alive on this planet. And that is waqt, time, dear viewers of Madani channel. Masha Alhamdulillah, just before this kalam, we mentioned that our discussion for this morning is value leisure before occupation. Alhamdulillah, at the end of the day, Masha, as per the system of this world, the kanoon of this dunya ki banda subah nikalta hai, rozi. تلاش کرتا ہے ہی گوز ان سرچ فار ہز رزق فار ہز سسٹیننس ماسب ہی ورکس فار اٹ اللہ عز و جل دین بیسٹوز سسٹیننس اپون دیٹ پرسن ہی کمز ہوم ٹائرڈ اینڈ سبحان اللہ آفٹر آور ورک از ڈن فار دا ڈے ماسب الحمد للہ مینی پیپل آؤٹ دیر وی ہیو دس بیوٹیفل تھنگ کال لیجر اٹس کال دس فری ٹائم ماسب مینی آف اس ماسب الحمد للہ پروگرام آور سیلوز آور مائنڈز as to what time should I do, what action, what task, so that my day once again can be fruitful and I can accomplish a lot of things. Together with the busyness of the world, Mu'asab, we have a body to carry, Mu'asab, and it is through this body we get our tasks done, through these body organs. And this body as well requires some sort of rest, Mu'asab. It requires a person to take care of this so that you could take care of yourself and others around you as well.
Maan sahab, alhamdulillah, many people who understand what is free time, they treasure that due to which they see the results of it in the near and for the future. Many people who do not know how to use their leisure time, Maan sahab, put themselves into further problems for the next day, for the following day to come, for the week and for the month to come. And they are mentally messed up, Maan sahab, due to which a lot of work and a lot of tasks are failures and they are unable to accomplish what they have planned or targeted for. What is the solution for this, Maan sahab? How can one value his free time and keep himself occupied in the righteous work, Maan sahab?
Life as it goes, I mean, there is common theme to all our lives. Mm. We all do pretty much as the social beings that we are. The same thing day in, day out. Like, for example, there are some key requirements of a human being that we need to work in order to survive. Right? And then we need some time to ourselves so we don't go off our heads.
Yes, that's
true. Because you just say that, you know, all the work, all the sacrifices we make, if in the end there is no return, you know, of our time invested, then what's the use?
Allah.
And then we, of course, need to rest. So you can safely say that a person on average, right, there are places where a person works for 10 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours a day. So on average, even the government requirements in some countries is that there is 8 hours of work during the day, meaning 8 hours allocated for work. And then if you divide 24 hours, then 8 hours of sleep is needed for a person to function properly. So that leaves us with the last one third, that is the 8 hour for leisure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all that time.
So
it is up to us now, 8 hours of work that is dedicated, right? There's no compromise on that. 8 hours to rest, to give our bodies a proper rest, that's also taken. So all we have is this 8 hours. So if a person's lifespan, let's say, was 60 years, then he would have 20 years of leisure time. We had to compound it and, you know, look at it as an overview. And Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, a very beautiful Sahabi Rasul, and
we
are told by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow his Sahaba. If you follow any one of them, and he's one of them, we'll be guided. So he very beautifully says that, O the children of Adam, you are the sum of your days.
Mm-hmm.
And each day that you spend, a part of you vanishes. We lose a part of us with each day that we pass. You know, it is something so deep. If you really think about it, it should be a wake-up call for us to really get our act together. The same leisure time which we spend on phones and hours of web surfing, mindless chatters, and you know, gossiping and indulging in vices, we can utilize the same hours, leisure hours, not doing something tedious, learning something. Learning is fun, subhanAllah.
MashaAllah.
And nobody should feel it as a burden. It only becomes a burden if you really force yourself, because learning about the deen of Islam, subhanAllah, that
Allah,
should come naturally.
Allah.
Learning about the beautiful, you know, points that will reveal to us more about the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pondering over, just now we, alhamdulillah, did an episode about the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go, take a walk in the garden, look at the trees, look at the plants, look at the flowers. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that beauty.
So Masab, you know, it's just so important for us to understand how can one utilize that the time that you have on hand, instead of watching dramas, instead of watching movies, instead of spending time on the phone, surfing the internet. Allahu Akbar, make khidmah of your parents, you know. Subhanallah, visit them, spend time with them. Hum kaam se aate thake thake kehte ki ammi mere paas waqt nahi hai aapke liye, I don't have time to spend with you, abba I'm very busy right now. Don't we do that, you know, mummy I just came tired from work. But banda thaka thaka aakar ke karta kya hai ghar mein, pata chala ki 3 ghante to bait karke is enjoying a TV series, for example, myself watching television. On the other hand, mother who's like few steps away, for example, maybe few doors away from your house, there are people live separately in these days. Sometimes in one house, the son is in his room, he's unable to visit his parents because he's busy with his family. And what he's doing there, I've come tired from work, I'm busy watching something. This is how he uses his free time on hand, which is so important. But had he visited his mother and made khidma muasab, subhanallah, that time that he had means he would have valued that time. Many people out there don't know how to value that time muasab. And because of not knowing that, they go to bed late and they have a late morning. And they have a tight start for the day when you're in your office on the computer, for example. Or you need to commence with a meeting, for example. Or whatever the case may be, whether you're employer, employee. When you go to work, you're unable to function. You're sitting on the computer, your body feels heavy. You're feeling like you're irritated. You can't talk correctly with others. You're snapping for every small thing because we had a late night. You never give this brain to shut off like your computer. And then you expect to work like a machine the next morning, muasab. And if this continues from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, muasab, naturally a person will get tired. As I said, for everything there's zakat, for the body as well there's zakat, muasab. And the zakat for the body is for one to rest his body, which is to give its dues. What is the dues? You feed your body the nutrition it needs to take care of this amana. Don't overfeed it, and do not feed it too less that you also suffer. Always choose the middle path, whereas you know how to utilize your time, you know how to look after yourself. Look at the beloved Rasulullah, whereas he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said to us something so important, and we see this every single day, Mawlana Sahib. What is that? He says, every day when the sun rises, Masah, Allahu Akbar, it announces, whoever is capable of performing any good deed in me today should do so, because I will never ever return to you.
Allah.
I will never return again. The sun will return again tomorrow, but the time that elapsed and has gone will never come back. This days of your life are the pages of history. Once it's flipped, you're on the next page, it's never going to return back to you. Ya Sayyidi, you know, some scholars of Islam have stated, there was one great Sufi, he says that, I even feel afraid to sharpen my pencil. Because us waqt mein mera waqt barbaad hua. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, even in that time they will keep their tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that they do not waste their moments and times. How many seconds we waste? When we can't value seconds, how do you value minutes? A person don't know how to value minutes, he would never value hours, Mawlana Sahib. And then people mess up their days and realize many out there who are successful in this world, who have accomplished a lot in this world, they make others feel as if, you know, others look at them and feel, I wish I had that. But do you know what it takes to get their muasab? It takes a good attitude. It takes a positive attitude. It takes a person with strong attitude to accomplish what he wants to accomplish in life. And to get there, to get to that point, a person needs to understand what steps or what are his stepping stones. And the biggest thing in this world as an amana muasab, and money can also not buy, is waqt muasab. It's very hard muasab. People say that because some people muasab can't give time. So hard to give time, because they understand the value of time. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and understanding of realizing that in our 30, 40, 50 years thus far, how much of time have you and I wasted, muasab? Allahu Akbar.
Imagine, muasab, if we could compare time, money. Let's say if we put it as if time was money. If time was money, how would we spend?
Allahu Akbar.
Because, look at this, right? Time is finite. Money is also finite. But we can always get more of it. But time is predetermined.
Bishop.
The life that we are given is predetermined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, we won't be even given muhlat, you know, little bit of leisure. Malakul maut, please wait 2 seconds.
Allah,
let me get
as
this
for the
time.
Quran,
yes.
Not
let me read my kalima. We wouldn't have that. So, there is no muhlat, there is no leniency given there. But money, if we have, like, for example, 1,000 bucks, we can get more of it, we can earn more of it. Life, we can't add 1 hour. If we were supposed to live for 40 years, 2 days and 3 hours and 29 minutes and 30 seconds, we cannot get 31 seconds.
Allahu
Akbar. This is how predetermined our life is. So this is such a finite resource, and money we are very careful. The moment we get our wages, or we conduct a business and we get some deal done and we receive some sum of money, we have allocated the whole expenditure. Okay, this is how much I'm going to pay toward my rent. This is necessary. You know? That time we use our head. This is necessary. I'm going to pay rent with this. This is necessary. This is what I'm going to pay my child's school fee with that. And this is necessary, I'm going to buy my clothes, my children's clothes, my wife's clothes, and so on. And this is the money that we are going to keep, the groceries for the whole month, inshallah. And these are a little bit that are left. This is for saving or investment. Usually that's how it goes. But when it comes to time, we don't care. We don't care where, how it is spent, where it goes, whatever, just anyhow.
So there's no routine, Master. There's no principles in life.
Yes. And if we really waste our time, the time will waste us. It's a double-edged sword. It's either you cut it or it will cut you.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So it is.
So we rather spend our time cutting. We rather cut our time in doing good things rather.
Yes.
Or else that time will cut you doing useless things, useless activities. People spend time uselessly, Master. I've been in restaurants for hours. एक कप चाय के बहाने से चार पांच घंटे गुजार लेते हैं मौसम साहब. हाउ दिस इज डन? हाउ कैन ए पर्सन स्पेंड टू थ्री आवर्स डूइंग नथिंग इफ देयर इज लाइक नो मीटिंग टू हैपन, देयर इज नो पर्सन टू मीट. पीपल स्पेंड टाइम वॉकिंग अराउंड हियर एंड देयर. पीपल स्पेंड टाइम
या द सेम पर्सन वुडंट टेक दैट मनी इन नाउ इन कंपैरिजन एंड जस्ट पुट इट अवे ऑन द पेमेंट.
यस यस,
लीव इट लाइक दैट. But the time, we gladly do that.
Gladly do that.
Our time.
So, mashallah, a person knows how to spend his money wisely, but he does not know how to utilize his time wisely. This is a minus point, Maasab. Kaash hume ye samajh aa jaye aur ye taufeeq ho jaye ki kis tarah se hum apna waqt guzare, aur we should get more out of it. As we said, there are solutions to this, dear viewers, inshallah. Maasab, subhanallah, seeing how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his blessed time, Maasab, with his sahaba alayhi wa ridwan. Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only a masjid for salah, Maasab. It was a house and a parliament for many other problems and situations that were resolved there, subhanallah. Classes, dars, teaching, learning, ashabi suffa, delegations coming from around the world, Maasab. Other people coming and visiting, accepting Islam on the hands of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was so active. This is what we need to do with our centers as well. In our free time, we need to plan how can we keep ourselves active and keep this beautiful deen active at the same time, Maasab. By helping each another, by assisting each another. Ji Maasab, alhamdulillah, we have like last 3-4 minutes left before we come to the end of the program, Maasab. And please do shed some light on this matter.
Maasab, we all like to improve. Money-wise, we all like to improve. If last year we were getting, X amount of wages, then this year we expect 8%, 10% increase. If it's not given, then some of us even come out on the streets and protest. Are we doing the same thing to our time? No, if we feel like, okay, last year my time wasn't spent properly and productively, what can I do to spend this year more productive and get more out of it? As every time that passes by, every hour that passes by, it should be a teacher to us and make us better, inshallah, become better versions of ourselves. Because failing to plan, it translates to planning to fail.
Allahu
Akbar. If we fail to plan, we are planning to fail.
Yeah.
It is just like Nigrani Shura Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. He said it, alhamdulillah, in a very witty way when we had this mashwara with him. Alhamdulillah, which really made us think that, don't keep your plans like they are wishful thinkings. Plans, if they are not put in action, they are wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hopes and desires. They are not plans. Put it in perspective. Act upon it. And then he said, don't become like Yajuj and Majuj. They break the wall every day. only to come, and when it's little bit left, okay, we'll do tomorrow.
Tomorrow
they come back to square one.
Until that moment when they will say, Insha'Allah, what a beautiful example you brought in, Kemuzul. And this is part of life, Masab. You know, we are at the end of the program, Masab, and every breath and every moment of life is valuable, Pearl. And only we understand, you are nothing, we are nothing, dear viewers, but the sum of a few days. When the day passes, a part of you vanishes forever. That age can't come back. You can't bring your Javani back. You can't bring your youth and your teenage back. It has passed and elapsed. Don't pile up your work. Whatever work you have on hand, accomplish that work. Make sure it's valuable. Make sure it's a fruitful work. Make sure you're going to benefit from it, inshallah, Azzawajal. Give yourself enough rest at the same time. Keep your body healthy. Inshallah, tomorrow is another day. We will be back. Keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day. Start your day.